The word for today is leave the past in the past. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32 we read, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." Studies suggest that just 3% of life events are highly memorable. So, over the course of an average year, approximately 17 experiences will make it into your long-term memory. The other 97% fades into the black hole called subconscious. But that remaining 3% can hurt us every day if we cannot or will not forget. That 3% can make us prisoners of our past. Even if we've confessed our sin, we often still feel condemned. And that feeling of condemnation undermines the fact that God is for us. See Psalm 56, verse 9. We keep beating ourselves up. We keep sabotaging ourselves. We keep believing the self-defeating lies that come from Satan, the accuser. See Revelation 12, verse 10. And how can you overcome the accuser and silence him? Revelation 12, verse 11 says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." Push back. Testify to Satan the accuser. Tell him what the blood of Jesus Christ has done on your behalf. Remind him that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8, verse 1. None. Nada. Zilch. Zero. Not a trace. Not a whiff. Not a hint. Instead of defining yourself by what you've done wrong, define yourself by what Christ has done right on your behalf. Instead of defining yourself by the hurtful things done to you, begin to declare what Christ has done for you. If you are in Christ, you are not in sin. If you have been forgiven, you are no longer guilty. That's the word for today on UCB.